This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. Uncle Ralph is still on assignment. We got him so hidden. What's the old game? Where's Carter? I can't think of the guy's name right now. He wore the candy striped hat. Where's Waldo? We're going to come up with a game. Where's Uncle Ralph? Hopefully he'll be back soon enough. But you're stuck with me again this week. We have got a couple of good guests here. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here. We also have Montgomery County Sheriff Jim Vazzi and Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright here as well. And our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you. Our guest this week, Montgomery County Sheriff Jim Vazzi and Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright. We also have Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce here as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Morning. Very good.
Morning, Tobin.
I think it's been a year since we've had you guys on.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
About right?
Yeah. As I recall, it was pretty chilly when we were here the last time.
And Sheriff Albright, he's upgrading technology. He's already on a smartphone. What are you using your sling box or something, watching TV on the phone?
Well, actually, I pulled up Macoupin Montgomery Crime Stoppers.
There you go.
Just to get a little resource information here, and it works very well.
And we are here to talk about the Crime Stoppers, and we'll get into that real quick. Mickey, let's talk a little bit right off the bat about the Chamber of Commerce and what's going on with the Chamber.
Well, we are preparing for our annual Business of the Year Awards Banquet, which is a week from Saturday, on Saturday, February 1st at Amore's Restaurant. And it's...
That's a new place for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The award is, this year we tweaked it a little bit on the purpose of how to select it. And it went over really nice. It went over easier. And the winner was going to be announced a week from Saturday.
Okay. So a lot of good things coming up there. And then it won't be too long. You'll be planning for the Fall Festival and Black Diamond Days and all the summer events.
Well, the Fall Festival and the summer concert series that we do every Tuesday in June and July at the Bunnell City Park, we have that really going. It's a yearly thing. Mm-hmm. It's you got to work on that hard, especially getting bands and other things. There's a lot of paperwork involved in things, but the thing is, we work on it constantly every week. There's something where we have something to do,
and it always amazes me how fast time flies.
So you're not kidding.
It comes very quickly. So, and we also have the two sheriffs here. I had nothing to do with it. I am innocent. So let's.
That's what they all say, Tobin.
You probably hear that quite a bit, don't you?
We do every day.
Remains to be seen.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit about the Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. First and foremost, how's the organization doing so far, right now?
Well, it's doing well, thriving. I think we have a full board now.
Correct. We have 24 all together, 12 from each county.
Correct. And the sheriff and myself. At times, you know, we have a vacancy, and good people get together and make nominations for good citizens who'd like to serve on that board. And at this time, we're full.
And of course, we were talking about this off the air here. The game for the Crime Stoppers has changed quite a bit because it's now it's well beyond calling a 1-800 number and submitting a tip online. You can do it via the text, via the website. The game has changed, and you guys have been kind of on the forefront of making sure as technology changes, you do as well, to make sure if there's tips that need to be out there, they can be had. And they can be given.
Well, and that's correct, Tobin, and it's really helped us out in the field. You know, when we have a crime, we can't be there all the time, but there are somebody who sees it. So when they give us a tip, then we can look into it, and a lot of times we're coming up with arrests and convictions. So we need all the people out there, you know, to use the web, the phone, and also text us, you know, with their phones and give us that information. So that's one more tool that we can have to fight crime.
And one good thing about it, it provides a sense of, I guess, security or anonymity a little bit, that a person, if I had to call in a tip, I don't necessarily have to divulge my name. It provides some secrecy about that, and yet the job is done.
We don't want your name. We just want the information. Right. So you're going to remain anonymous, and then, you know, that's proven in court, too. I mean, when they put an FOI in or the subpoena for the records, you know, we don't have to divulge that information. So, you know, you're protected, you know, by the law. So, you know, give us the information and don't give us your name.
And the payouts, I get a weekly or a monthly report from our morning show guy, Randy Prangy. He always writes us a nice little press release about Crime Stoppers issuing out payouts, and you've had quite a few here lately. It's been a nice little run.
Yeah, it's, you know, what would have been in business now, 22 years?
20, yes.
79, was it?
22 years.
91.
So yeah, 91. Going into the 23rd year, I guess. And over the history up to 2010, there's been payouts made of about $51,000. But that was through 2010, if I have my facts correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had approximately a dozen cases a year over that period solved with tips. Just to expand on what Jim started with the text tips and the online tips, mm-hmm. those have been a real boon because his investigators and my investigators can actually converse back and forth anonymously with the tipster. So if back in the 800 number days, which are still in existence, mm-hmm. it was people called in, they were anonymous, and they could be called back if they approved it. But with this, with the tips, through text or online, we can actually send them a question anonymously, and they can respond anonymously. So I don't know. I think Jim's experience probably been similar to mine.
Yep, it's worked well.
Let's talk a little bit, and this may be something that we've never talked about before. You get a tipster that either texts a tip, uses the website, or calls in a tip. Go run through the process of when a tip is made, after that's been recorded or tallied, what's the next step? How fast is your sheriff's department's on that tip? Is it immediately? Is it?
There's a sheet that's filled out and with all the information that's put on it then, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then depending on which county it belongs to, it'll be given to that sheriff's office. In other words, if it's from Montgomery County, they just put it in their fax machine and fax it right over to us. We take it from there, give it to our investigator, and then he looks at it, and then he goes and picks up, you know, if we had a call on, say, a theft, he picks that out and then puts pieces together what was on the information and then goes out and start doing interviews. So it's almost instantaneous. As soon as they sent the sheet over, we send it to the investigator. And unless he's not there or is off that day, he gets it that same day.
On the McCooping, is it similar?
Yeah, actually, since years ago, the main answering point is at my headquarters, at my dispatch, but that was just void confusion. It had to be one or the other, so we disseminated it out. As Jim said, if it's a Montgomery County case, we'll send it to them, or if it's our case, we'll send it to our detectives or our deputies or whatever local police agency had this crime occur in their jurisdiction. And, you know, sometimes we get tips on something that occurred in Missouri.
Really?
Iowa. Another state. You know, we'll pass it on.
You'll pass it? Because the Crime Stoppers organization, and I know my wife is from the Tuscola area, mm-hmm. that county has their own. Pretty much every county in the state has their own version. It may not be similar to what Macoupin Montgomery County is, but pretty much every county in the state has their own version of a Crime Stoppers program. So the communication has got to be pretty much flawless, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, and it is. It is. I don't think we've had any complaints on getting the tips out ever.
No. I mean, it works, you know, if there's wanted people, you know, people call in wanted people. They could be wanted out of Missouri, like Don said. Mm-hmm. They could be wanted out of California, you know, and then, but they might be in our county, so they call, we get them, and then they would be able to have a reward for giving that tip.
Yeah. You know, another thing there that a lot of people are aware of, this, the Crime Stopper has a group, it's from the state. And it's the whole state, about like you're referring to. Mm-hmm. And there's each county is allowed to get voted on there. And it, the benefit of the doubt that Macoupin and Montgomery County in the past have had someone on that board is just that at the last few years, we've had somebody in Macoupin County on there. And we get a monthly report there at ours, which goes to Montgomery also, because they're on the board that's here. In Macoupin and Montgomery, there is 12 members selected and interviewed and reviewed to be on the board there from each county. There's 12 from there and then 12 from Macoupin County. And so we have that. If one person resigns from it, then we put the word out there, and we always, the 12 members from each one of the counties, if it's from Macoupin County, for an example, they... them members right there, them 12 members, come back with names to be submitted and interviewed and then come online. It's the same thing with Montgomery. If they have a somebody that resigns, they, mm-hmm. they, it's, it comes from them. So they, it always involves the county itself.
It, on the board itself, does the board do the board members have like a term limit? Like if you're appointed onto the board, you're in there for 3 years, and then after 3 years, it's that person's decision to decide if they want to continue on, or once they're in until they say, you know what, I'm done.
Normally they're in until they say they're done. You know, and I mean, there's they turn over pretty quickly.
Right. I mean, now, the stipulation, too, is in the bylaws that you have to be at every meeting, or unless you have an excuse. And there's many times that people are not there. So it's sometimes you don't have all 12 there for one reason or another. You know, everyday life, there's something going on with the people's lives there.
Right. And it's a well-respected organization in its history, over 20-year history. Mm-hmm. We've never had a time where there was a vacancy. We didn't have several good quality applicants for the position. And, you know, it's a wonderful crime-fighting tool for our two counties and our local police agencies, as well as every now and then the Crime Stoppers board sees fit to kick in a few dollars to a law enforcement project in both the counties or to the local PDs, you know. But those usually come through Jim or I to bring to the board.
And you bring up an interesting point, speaking of Crime Stoppers chipping in some money to help with a program locally in Montgomery County. The county board passed this emergency notification system called Code Red, and Crime Stoppers assisted with, I think, what, year one of the program, Jim?
Yes, year one of it, and it's not working out well. We had that, and we put it into effect during that last snowstorm. When we wanted people to stay off the road. They do every once in a while in Illinois. Other than that, it's usually 70 and sunshine.
Must have been in Key West that time. Dang it. Mm-hmm. Oh. But the Code Red system is working well?
It is. Up and running, and it was used that time, and it paid off for us as far as keeping people off the road.
Okay. And then, of course, that brings up fundraising. And I know the Crime Stoppers has their annual Pork Chop Open, the golf tournament that raises a lot of money that is used for scholarships and the payouts. Also, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the two counties with the inmates and the court system, doesn't some of the money with the court fees and that go in the Crime Stoppers too in some cases?
That's correct.
That's Montgomery County had done that for several years prior to Macoupin County Courts getting on board with it. Macoupin County Courts have been on board with that probably 7 or 8 years now.
About 7 or 8, yeah.
So, you know, we bring Jim's County and my county sends a check to the Crime Stoppers Board meeting every month. Sometimes it's... $1,500, sometimes it's $2,000, but those are funds taken from a crime prevention line that's in law to be assessed to criminals who are paying their fines and costs.
And, of course, the Pork Chop Open, that preparation should be probably in the process right now too, isn't it, Mickey?
Yeah, yes. In fact, just the meeting this a couple of weeks ago, they came in and have the golf tournament and the pork chop dinner on Friday, June 6th.
They'll be here tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
They'll be here tomorrow. The way okay. time flies,
yes.
they'll be here tomorrow.
And it's going to be held in the Stanton Golf Course this year, because every year they switch. Last year it was in Montgomery County, and this year it's going to be in Macoupin County. And so the golf tournament is down there at the...
It's at Timber Lakes.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the Country Club. But Country Club has a wonderful golf course, but we play the 18-hole course for the tournament just for expeditious timing.
Right. Well, and to try to get to 36 teams or 40 teams in there on a 9-hole course.
And it seems like the people really come from far in. They want to help, and this is one way they can help. Be a sponsor, a whole sponsor. There's different ways you can do things there. And these past two or three years have been very, very successful.
And our golfers know that the first Friday in June, they can come out and have a wonderful day with Macoupin and Montgomery County Pork Chop Open.
Okay, and that'll be here before you know it. It just amazes me. You mentioned the time frame that the Crime Stoppers, when it began and where it is now. How far this has come along. This is a tribute to you guys, progressive thinking to expand this, and the board's way of expanding this. And it's a great thought to see how much this has grown over the years. And
well, you got to remember, this started with some fines coming from Macoupin County. They charged $3,000 to one of their defendants. And that's what started. That was the seed money for Crime Stoppers back in 91. So if it wasn't for the criminals, we wouldn't have this tool to fight criminals.
Let's change course a little bit. We mentioned the crime rate and that. Locally in Montgomery and Macoupin County, how are things going right now? Are we still seeing the so and so forth alcohol, drugs problem prevalent here in the county, or how's everything going?
Well, you know, fortunately, we're enjoying a reduced crime rate in Macoupin County. There's some resurgence of meth manufacture, but it seems like, you know, a few years ago, it was concentrated in the rural areas. Now it seems like the meth cooks are moving into the incorporated areas, and basically they started their businesses in their home. You know, and we've seen a lot of that, and we've seen a big reduction in finding it out in the unincorporated county areas.
Sheriff Ozzie?
Yeah, and with that, you know, of course, we're still having a problem with heroin. So, you know, I mean, that's made a big boom here in the last 5 years.
Does that surprise you with heroin?
It does, other than it's just fairly cheap, and that's what they're doing. They lowered the price to get people in hooked on it, and then now they're hooked on it, and then they'll probably start raising it. Supply and demand, Tobin. So yeah, they're wanting to get people back hooked back on heroin, and when meth was a little harder to find and make, they went out and got heroin. So, and it's easily, all you gotta do is go down in a metro area and you can pick up any kind of amount you want.
And of course, marijuana and cocaine, that's still not cocaine marijuana and alcohol, that's still
out there in a big fashion
as well.
Correct.
People involved in criminal enterprise are pretty enterprising, so to speak. You know, they if they would devote the time they devoted to crime to a legal business, they'd probably be pretty good business people. But, you know, as Jim said, you know, methamphetamine got a little bit hard to manufacture because of the precursor laws. So people went to heroin, methadone, fentanyl, replacements for that, painkillers. And unfortunately, you know, in our county, we've lost many young people to heroin overdoses in the last 10 years.
And that brings up an interesting point, and I know you guys do this from time to time, and in fact on the local level as well, going out to the school districts, going out to the high schools or the junior high schools, and educating these kids about, hey, this is out there. Don't get involved with this, because this is what could happen to you. You've got more of a life to handle than this path. And that, I think the younger that message gets out, the better.
Well, not only the younger, the more often that you do it. You just have to keep driving it in their head, you know, that this is bad. And, you know, And you almost have to show them examples of people who have been on there. And, you know, so, I mean, you can't make someone not do something. So you have to try to at least educate them to give them a chance to stay away from it.
Yeah, repetition is the key, I think, as Jim said. The problem with our youthful folks who indulge in these things is peer pressure. You know, they're somewhere where there's a group of people. All at once, somebody introduces heroin or something like that into the situation. And, you know, I'd say 90% of your kids can resist it, but you've always got that small amount that want to fit in so badly, or they're under the influence of some kind of other, like alcohol or marijuana or something like that, and their inhibitions are reduced and they can't say no. So, you know, even things like alcohol abuse in young people, you have to keep working on it all the time because it leads to other things.
There is nothing more that would scare a person to go on the right path is seeing a person either injured, like alcohol classes. I know you have a guy that comes in a wheelchair that was involved in an alcohol-related accident. I'm not saying it scares you, but it makes you think real quick about the consequences and the impact this has. So, gentlemen, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you guys for coming in and talking with us about the Crime Stoppers organization. And it's hard to believe, still going strong after all these years. As we come to a close, anyone seeking more information about the Crime Stoppers, give us that 1-800 number and then the text tip line and all the good stuff.
You got the 800 number there, Jim? It's 800-352-0136. And how about the text tip? Do you have that?
I don't see it on here.
Okay,
no.
The text tip is tip 722 and then send it to crimes, which is 274-637.
Okay.
So,
and a lot of good information out there regarding the Macoupin and Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. And, of course, gentlemen, it's always a pleasure having you in. And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again for your time. And, Mickey, you've got 60 seconds. Go.
Well, just don't forget the Crime Stoppers does have a web page that they can call and get these phone numbers or texts or how anything or any update information, how we're paying out and everything else like that. And as I said earlier, the business of the year will be announced on February 1st, Saturday at Amore's Restaurant, and it's open to the public.
All right, Mickey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests this week were Montgomery County Sheriff Jim Vazzi and Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright. We also had Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce as well. Coming up next week, we'll have Lisa Reiki from Big Brothers Big Sisters here to talk about their annual Bowling for Kids' Sake event. That comes up next week. Until then, so long.